Heavy rains hammered our region this week, causing pressure on the MMSD sewage treatment plant, which could not keep up with the demand. And as a result, the MMSD discharged water and sewage. It hasn't yet said how much into area rivers to prevent wastewater from backing up into basements. For decades, the MMSD has been working to reduce the so-called combined sewer overflows through the use of its deep tunnel system and flood management projects. But climate change is challenging engineered strategies with the increase of sporadic and sometimes torrential rains. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz brings us the story of what MMSD hopes will be a piece of a resilient management solution.
The sound you're hearing is the Menominee River. I'm standing in Curry Park Golf Course off Mayfair Road, and normally the river meanders through the golf course. Now it's taken over. This is just one place and one example of the flooding we've seen caused by the rains this week.
A half hour's drive southeast in Oak Creek, more of the storm's impact can be felt.
Those trees, not this first tree line, but the next tree line, that's where Oak Creek is. And so Oak Creek has flooded over its banks. And this is about 60 acres of land, which is all flooded.
Kristen Schultheis is a senior project manager with the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District. Just south of us, Ryan Road has been barricaded due to high water. Schultheis says a century or more of development, our roads, homes, everything we pave and build on, gave stormwater no place to go.
That then adds stresses to river systems and to areas downstream like Milwaukee and all of our surrounding communities.
But Schultheis says 40 of the flooded acres we're looking at are part of a solution.
We are looking at a Green Seams property. We acquired this site. All of it was an agricultural land. And a year after we acquired it, we took 20 acres and restored it back to prairie in partnership with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
MMSD launched its Green Seams program in 2002. Schultheis says a $24 million investment resulted in
almost 5,400 acres, either in fee simple acquisitions or through land conservation easements. So the majority of them under easement. We estimate these lands have the capacity to store over 3 billion gallons of water.
Green Seams is one of multiple strategies MMSD is using to address flood risk. For example, $400 million worth of urban projects, including massive stormwater and retention and levee systems. Together, they handle a small fraction of Green Seams' capacity at a far higher price. Schultheis says Green Seams' goal is to protect at least 10,000 acres throughout the region.
Natural areas that contain wetlands, floodplains, woodlands, shorelands, hydric soils, any of those naturally occurring features that already do the work of floodwater management, of storing floodwater. And it's throughout the entire Milwaukee, Menominee, Root River, and Oak Creek watersheds. And then you have all the co-benefits, open space, habitat, water quality. You can't beat it.
Schultheis thinks more people are beginning to come around to the idea.
I mean, I was at an event in Washington County all for farmers. There was probably about 75 farmers there. This is what we're doing. This is what the district's doing. This is why we need to preserve these sites.
Afterwards, several farmers approached her saying,
"Now I get it. Now I understand what you do, what you're trying to do, and we understand the need to preserve these sites and preserve these hydric soils."
As we talk, birds wing by, and a muskrat makes an appearance along the water's edge. Schultheis hopes more people come to embrace what she considers Green Seams' clear and tangible benefits. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.